MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Firefighters on the ground, supported by aerial resources, began firing operations Monday morning at the Seven Cabins Fire. The purpose of the operation includes increasing containment on the fire's southern flank and bringing the fire off the rugged mountainside and onto manageable ground. The goals include increasing firefighter safety, mitigating the risk of severe burning, and reducing the complexity of the fire boundary by bringing the fire to predetermined containment lines and establishing an anchor point. Ground resources include two hotshot crews, heavy equipment, and multiple engines. Aerial resources are dropping retardant as part of a pre-planned strategy to keep fire intensity low. They include air attack, very large aerial tankers, large area tankers, and helicopters. The fire has burned around 30,000 acres and is about 53% contained. And a man who spent more than 40 years on the U.S. Marshals Service's Most Wanted list has pleaded guilty to federal charges in New Mexico on Monday after admitting he stole the identity of a deceased Arkansas man while evading authorities. 73-year-old Stephen Campbell used the identity of Walter Lee Kaufman to obtain passports, driver's licenses, and Social Security card, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of New Mexico. Prosecutors said Campbell also fraudulently collected about $140,000 in Social Security retirement benefits. Authorities identified Campbell after a 2019 visit to the New Mexico Motor Vehicle Department, where facial recognition technology linked him to his real identity and an outstanding Wyoming warrant tied to a 1982 bombing case. Campbell was arrested in Weed in February of 2025 after an armed standoff with law enforcement. He later surrendered. He pleaded guilty to passport fraud, aggravated identity theft, and firearms charges, and now faces up to 12 years in federal prison. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.